Murray Harrison, you're a member of the Stolen Generations, and what that term means, and you're travelling to Canberra to see the Prime Minister make this apology. What does this apology mean to you?
Well, for me personally, it is going to be absolute closure, because for so long there have been things, particularly in my life, that needed really closing, and especially for my two sisters who have passed on. This is something that I really need to hear to make sure that we are finished with being a stolen generation. We'll be accepted as people who really understand where we are.
Now, in discussions I've had with you previously, you've made it very clear that this apology is for you and the people who shared your particular fate in those years.
Most certainly it is, Jared, because people don't really know and understand unless you've actually been there. You can read and hear, but to actually be there and feel this experience of being totally away from your family, this really is something that you really need to understand, because if you don't, it doesn't mean much at all. Like, you say sorry for something, but this really will make sure that I personally understand that it is for me and not for anybody else. Anybody else doesn't really matter, but I know that for me personally, it is going to be the final chapter in my life. I didn't think I'd ever hear it, but here it is now, and I'm getting very, very excited about going up there to have this apology given to me, and it's something I'm really looking forward to.
Other state governments around Australia, they've made their own apologies. What's the significance to you for the Prime Minister of Australia?
Because it really means that they understand that we are who we are, which is the stolen generation. It is something that's been bandied around with words and talk and all sorts of things. But this government, not the whole of Australia, the government, had made this promise to us that they would do this, and it really honours what they've done. They're keeping the faith with us, and this is something that we really do understand, because in old times, when you are told something by the elders and you're asked to do something by the elders, or the elders promised to do something for you, they would do it. And it's very much the same type of thing that this government who is there now is going to do for the stolen generation.
You grew up in Dimboola from the Wadjabulik clan, ended up in Bruthen, and then here you are in Ballarat some decades later. Can you take us back, Murray? Can you tell us your actual experience?
Well, as in those times, tribal families looked after each other. And this is to say that if you had four or five children, and particularly the mother died, the father was left to look after so many children. And so with my case, it was seven children. And so therefore, we were sent to stay with what we call tribal families. And it happened to be my dad's sister, Dora Hood, and her husband, Stuart, who looked after myself. My sister Daphne was 2 years older than me, and my sister Eileen, who was 2 years younger. And of course, they were our actual families, as well as Dad. And then of course, Stuart was an itinerant worker, and he moved about, a seasonal worker. And of course, went from a place called Jackson's Track to Bruthen, and from there, the then government had a policy of removing children, and of course, they just came to the camp, and they said, you and you, which happened to be myself and two sisters. And they took us to the courthouse at Bruthen. Now, I don't know who was there. I think a magistrate or possibly some court official who then asked, why are you here? And of course, we said, we don't know, but was answered by the person who took us. And from then on, it wasn't until possibly we got to Warrigal that Uncle Stuart and Auntie Dora even knew that we were gone. Now, that, for a start, is very traumatic. Like, we had been used to family and friends around us, and here we are in a totally different environment from what we're used to. And, of course, when you say about children who were taken from white families or non-Indigenous families, they are totally different to where we were. They understood all the things that non-Indigenous peoples do, but to go into a society where suddenly you're embarrassed with some of the things that you didn't know. But white children in particular knew these things. It really was an embarrassment because the culture that we understood outside of white society, as you'd call it, is totally different. And therefore, a white person going into a home or something, nothing changes except probably their circumstance. But an Indigenous person going into this area, very much a total change. And of course, like everything else, you learn to adapt, but you still miss things like the total tribal warmth that you have when you're among your tribal peoples. Now, it is, like I said, we went to the Royal Park Children's Centre, and then, of course, sisters went to what we call the good side, I suppose, and I happened to finish up in the then Tirana Youth Centre, taken into a little room and the door shut, and it's now 60 years, but I can still hear that door shutting. I'd never been shut in anywhere in my life, but here I am in the dark. It is something that you really have to be there to understand. And as I say, it's something that I will never forget. There's two things there. The first of being taken into Bruthen and then asked by somebody, why are you here? And this door being shut. They're both 60 years, but to me, it's though it was yesterday. It is just something. And as I say, fortunately, I came to Ballarat, and the then Ballarat Orphanage. When I got to Ballarat, I saw about half a dozen Indigenous children there as well, which then made me feel as if I'm back home. And they didn't all come from down our way or up my way. They came from all over. And of course, but to me, they were still family. I suppose it's a chapter in my life when I look back now. For me, I feel very, very privileged to be able to come here. Not to say that I still miss my family. It had been, I think it's only been the last 5 years that I've actually had contact with my own family.